looking at data from 2000 to 2012, we know that in renter households, in 2000, 29% of Ottawa County was considered overburdened by housing. By 2012, that figure had risen to 50%. It's escalating. The same can be said for the homeowner market, owner-occupied. In 2000, that figure was at 15% shelter overburden, and it had risen to 27% by 2012. So when we look at data like this and countless others, we have to ask the question, why? Why are we facing this issue? And we know one of the major factors. Over that same time period, housing costs have gone up roughly 20% for both renter and homeowner. Well, at that same time, median income in the area has increased only 3%. Individuals and families simply have fewer resources with which to pay for increasing housing costs. We know housing is a foundation for family success. Habitat for Humanity does a wonderful job of telling that story. But it is also, affordable housing is also a foundation for community success, and here's why. I mentioned incomes have remained relatively flat, but the economy is coming back and jobs are coming back to this county. But many of those jobs are low income, low wage. They're not just low income, there's middle income and high income, but many of them, a substantial number, are low income. Our local workforce development agency revealed that of 3,200 jobs posted last year, 90% were low wage paying. So the reality is, if we have these jobs in this community, we must have the housing that equates to that. Because if it is unaffordable to live here, it will be unaffordable to work here as well. So we are so grateful to organizations such as Habitat for Humanity that have long served a much-needed niche in providing home ownership to families. The organizations I represent, in light of the facts that I just shared and many others, have started to pull together key community stakeholders, not just the usual players such as Habitat, but reaching out to other sectors such as local and county government, private and business partners, as well as the faith-based community to address this very serious issue. Because it is too great, too messy for any one organization or one sector to solve. But the solutions ultimately come down through organizations such as Habitat, which again, for decades has encouraged home ownership, has helped families such as Allison's with that little bit extra bit of support to really achieve the American dream. So we thank Habitat for their service to this community in the past, their continued commitment to the future, and we look forward to partnering with them to help achieve our mutual goals and interests in the future. So thank you to Habitat for letting me be here, and thank you for all that you do.
That's, like I said, that's data. That's powerful, and it tells a very, very important story, and that's where we live in addressing that. And we by no means are the only solution. There are multiple solutions. We realize that, but we also have Habitat working in over 93 countries in the world today, and getting pretty good at it. Still learning as we go. Even Lakeshore Habitat, we're still learning as we go. But we're blessed to be a part of that solution today. So Mayor Kleinstrom, so thankful that you came out, and Mayor Dykstra from the City of Holland that are here today. We're so thankful for the partnership that they have entered into with us. And there's many ways that I could share with you that they share information and thoughts with us and how we can better do our work. And so I really wanted to make sure that we gave Mayor Dykstra an opportunity to step forward and just chat for a few minutes about the relationship we have and some of the things that the City of Holland is doing. So if you'd please welcome Mayor Dykstra.
Thank you, Jack. And good morning as well to all of you. Thanks for being here this morning. I'm not really sure so much that I can add a whole lot to the discussion, except to say it's really daunting to be sitting next to these two young guys here. You guys should be the ones talking, and we know that in the span of a few months, not only will there be people talking, and certainly will there be people in hard hats, but after that period of time, there will be these guys throwing a baseball or a football or maybe kicking a soccer ball around, and that, frankly, will say more about the impact that Habitat is having than anything that any of us could say today. Kevin, it is great to have you here as well, because as Patrick has indicated, clearly affordable housing is not an issue that will go away anytime soon, and it's a very important issue for us. And it's not simply a city jurisdictional issue. It's not simply a City of Holland, City of Zealand issue, but it is a countywide and a region-wide issue. So players like Habitat for Humanity play an important role, and I look forward to seeing their efforts span into jurisdictions beyond Holland Township, the City of Zeeland, and the City of Holland, because, again, this isn't something that any one jurisdiction can solve on its own. You know, in the city here, we view affordable housing as an issue that really is not only a quality of life issue, but it's really one of the key legs of a stool for a successful community. Obviously, we talk a lot about the importance of safety. We talk a lot as a community about the importance of a healthy economy. But I think the thing that perhaps gets less discussed and somewhat overlooked, as Patrick indicated, was the idea that part of having a healthy community and a strong community is having good, safe, and affordable places in which to live. All three of these things working together really make a community thrive and prosper. So the work that Habitat is doing, among others, makes an important impact on us in our particular corner of the world. And we look forward to continued strong, lengthy, and healthy partnerships between Habitat, between the city, and between really all of the agencies and governments working together to make sure that as people want to choose to live and work and play here, they're able to do that in every way possible. So my congratulations to Habitat on this new campaign and the efforts that are undertaken. Congratulations to its success. And fellas, we look forward to driving past, stopping by, seeing you playing in the yard. Thank you very much.
They said it so well, and I'm so thankful that they are speaking to the same issue. It is an important one. Habitat, last night, had dedication. We dedicated another house, Home 140. Karina Gonzalez is going to be taking possession of her home very soon. She's very excited. Beautiful home on 18th Street, 368 West 18th, if you want to drive by afterwards. Some of you were there last night. Thank you for coming out. I appreciate that. So we built 140 homes. We started doing, after we got kind of comfortable with building homes, we started doing home restorations. 2008 presented a great opportunity there, and we began to do rebuilds of homes. And I think we've done 11 or 12 to date. And then it became evident that there was another issue, and that is the issue of home repair. And so Habitat has said, we're going to start doing helping homeowners to stay in their homes and create environments where they can live in safe, affordable, decent housing where they're already there, but they're facing code violations that they're not able to resolve. And so that was another important thing. So the board and other consultants and we talked amongst ourselves for quite a while. We prayed about it, and we said, we don't have a choice. We have to do this. The need is too great. And so we said, we have to pick up this task and join with other affiliates in Michigan that are also doing this. There are about a dozen affiliates in Michigan that are rebuilding this great state. The snow's gone. I know you're probably still fresh in some of your minds, but it's gone and it's beautiful. You know, right now a little overcast, but I love living in West Michigan, and I've lived here all my life, and I can't imagine living anywhere else. And so we're just so blessed to be here. But as Patrick was saying, there is truly a significant need. And so we said, we need to get after this more. We need to step it up and increase our ability to serve more families. There's no shortage of families that need housing. We began to talk about this campaign, and it was apparent that we needed to talk to some people that are partners with us that have given in the past, and we began to do that. And as we began to do that, we began to sense that there was there were people resonating with what we were talking about. The families that, as Patrick was alluding to, you say low income, and that may send out a wrong message, but they're the backbone of our community, folks. These are the people that are working in our manufacturing sites. They're working in retail. They're putting their shoulder to the wheel, and they're doing very important work in our community that must be done. The employers in this community need these people to do this work. They just need a safe place to call home. They just want to live someplace where their kids can grow up safe and sound. Desiree, one of our homeowners here, I don't think she's here today, but I will tell you, Desiree, before she became a Habitat homeowner, in the course of 11 years, she moved 17 times. That's simply not acceptable for kids. Kids do not do well when they're moving 17 times in the course of 11 years. The studies are very clear that Kids do so much better when they grow up in a safe place that they can, that is stable and is affordable, and the parents can afford it. As Patrick was saying, we make sure that our family's income is able to afford these homes that is below the 30% mark, which is so critical. That's important to us. So I cannot stress that enough. We build houses, you bet. That's a great thing. We built 140 of them. That's great. But it's about these guys. It's about Mateo. Because they're going to be the ones that are coming up behind us. They're the future of our city and our community. It sounds trite, I know, but it is so true. And we need them. And we need them to grow up in a safe, affordable environment where they can thrive. And so I'm just so excited to get the houses are great. I love our volunteers. I love to pound nails myself. But that's not what it's about at the end of the day. It's the kids, and it's their future. And we have to keep our eyes fixed on that. We currently have a number of people, as I said, that we've talked to and said, what do you think? And I'm so delighted to share with you today that there are the following people that have said yes to this campaign. And I may miss one or two, and I so apologize if I do that, but I want to just call them out. First of all, our own board of directors, thank you so much for fully engaging in this and saying, yes, we will fully participate in a meaningful way. They're not paying lip service to this. They're engaging with their pocketbooks and with their time, with their talent. So thank you to the board. Metal Flow Corporation. I was worried I was going to flub that one up, but I actually got it out right. Hayworth Corporation and Foundation. Heather's, I think, here today. Hi, Heather. Welcome. Quincy Street Incorporated. Perigo Foundation. Impact Business Development. EBW Electronics. Fifth Third Bank Foundation. Scott. I thought I saw. There you are. Thank you, Scott. Scott is on our board of directors as well. Consumers Energy, John and Bamba Donnelly, and last but not least, the Chemical Bank. And Mark and Mike are both here. Thank you so much for your generosity and for your faith and your trust in this and what we're doing. We know this is important to do, and we appreciate the fact that you recognize that as well, and that you've not only said yes to it, but you've invested with your pocketbook. That always tells a very compelling story when people actually put money with it. So we are so thankful for that. I want to outline that, as you see on our lovely graphic here, we are about to $450,000 in pledges and gifts. That's a great start. We've got a ways to go, but we're confident that with these funds, we can make an amazing impact on this community. And so it's an ambitious goal, but if it was easy, anybody could do it, right? You heard from Patrick Sisler, and you heard from Mayor Dykstra about the need. It's very evident. It's not going to go away if we avoid it. We have to face it, and we have to do all in our power to address this. And so we're putting our shoulder to it. I want to share with you a quote. I'm reading a book right now. Maybe you've read it. It's called Next Generation Leader by Andy Stanley. If you haven't read it, it's a short book, and it's really good. But there's a quote in here I want to share with you. It says, as a leader, you are sometimes called upon to go first. That takes courage. In stepping forward, you give the gift of courage to those who are watching. An act of courage has the potential to change the momentum of an entire organization and community. Courage in a strategic moment can change the playing field dramatically. This takes a lot of courage for us at Lakeshore Habitat. We hope you'll step forward with us and be a part of that. This is going to take a lot of resources. It takes, as Patrick says, government agencies, it takes corporations, it takes individual gifts, and it takes churches and other agencies as well. And we're so grateful that we in West Michigan have that tremendous infrastructure that supports us. You help make that possible. Our total goal, as I said, is $1.2 million. That's a bit of an audacious goal, but we're confident that we can do more. We believe we have the infrastructure to do more. We have the people, we have the resources, and we have a blueprint. We know how to get this done. We aren't the whole enchilada. There are a lot of other people that are part of this as well. We recognize that. But for what Lakeshore wants to do in this community, we believe that this will really launch us forward to be able to do that. So here's the big finish. Lakeshore Habitat's goal through this program, we're going to serve an additional 100 families over the next 5 years with this program or with this campaign. And this is our blueprint to rebuild the Lakeshore. For more information on this, we'd like you to visit lakeshoreblueprint.com. You can learn about that, or you want to call our offices directly. We'd be delighted to share with you and talk with you more. We want to thank you again for coming out today.